93.7 The River, there goes Metallica, the River City's new classic rock. Dog and Joe show on a State Fair Friday, opening day today. I wanted to share all the different fried foods and foods on sticks, which we'll get to.
But I've already eaten most of them.
What's that?
I said I've probably already eaten most of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, before the State Fair opened. I'm sad to report this, though. It says there's a trend. It's shifting from deep fried toward fun food. That's not necessarily deep fried. What they're doing is they're doing a lot of healthy alternatives. And this isn't just California. They're doing this all over the state fairs. They're going away from all the deep fried Snickers and this and that and Twinkies. They're getting into fresh fruit. They're getting into Fresca bowls.
Oh, I don't like that change at all.
They're getting into artichokes. They're getting into cantaloupe and watermelon and mango bowls. And they're getting into fresh fish tacos, ceviche, fruit cups, all kinds of frozen treats made with mango. You can get fried or steamed artichokes with all kinds of toppings. This is at Jean's or Jean's Artichokes. They've got that going on. They've got eggplant zucchini. You get a stack of them. You get red peppers, red onions, all over sourdough, mozzarella, basil. You can even get this year, Joe, an eggplant parmesan sandwich.
Nothing about what you said makes me excited about going to the state fair. That sounds awful. I'd rather eat the hoof from a cow than that.
What about a
steamed artichoke?
Artichokes are fantastic, and I know they grow in the region of California that you just despise, down in the Salinas Valley. Joe doesn't like it there. It scares him.
I mean, that could be one reason why, but the other reason why is because they taste like an artichoke.
Oh, they're good. They're so damn good.
And difficult to eat. Anything that requires that much work shouldn't be eaten.
Yeah, eating an artichoke, not easy. You got to really love them. But listen to this. You can drink fruit from a fruit.
What are you talking about here?
They'll take a whole watermelon. They'll core it out into a personal size. They'll take a whole pineapple. And what they do is they mix the fruit with ice, and they pour it back into the shell that it came in.
Are they going to use a little vodka?
It doesn't say here about spiking anything with alcohol.
Because I would drink fruit from a fruit if it was had an upside-down bottle of vodka tipped in the top of it.
Yeah. What Joe's talking about is the party punch or the jungle juice.
Love that stuff.
Let me show you this, though. Over at the Bacon Habit, this is what you can get here. For those that want traditional.
Now, see, that right there, that's a state fair food.
Yeah. It is a ear of corn wrapped in bacon. I've never seen this done. I didn't know these existed, but if I'm out, I'm walking by. There's a corn dog stand here. There's that over here to the left. I'm going to the Bacon Habit, and I'm trying one of those sumbitches. That looks good.
You're doing a lot of tough talking with that ear of corn wrapped in bacon right now on the radio when you clearly know you are not going to be able to take part in any fair food with that giant hole in the back of your mouth right now.
I'm not eating. We're going on vacation, which we'll talk about here coming up. I can't even eat. I'm eating puree right now, and all I want to do is sink my teeth into a steak or an ear of corn, and I can't because I have a cavernous pit in the right side of my bottom cheek, and I can't eat, and it sucks. Everything I eat, I got to eat on the left side, and I got to be careful that nothing gets on the right side because I'll get a dry socket.
Yeah, you're going to have to go out and actually take part in the healthy, fresh, fair food.
Yeah, I have to go out and get a fruit and a fruit.
You and about two other people will be doing that this year.
I think it's good that they're doing it. I know people love the fried food and all that, but what they're doing, and this is what upsets me.
The fair was invented to go out and eat poor food. To eat food that makes your body hurt.
That isn't why they invented the fair.
Yes, it is. Everyone knows
that. It was a social gathering of communal love. That's what brought fairs on. It got everyone from the town out. It wasn't to go out there and clog your arteries. That's not why it
happens.
I mean,
that happens too. Social gatherings and whatnot and shaking some hands, yes. But you're supposed to go out and eat a bunch of food that you can't eat during the week because we'll all be on cholesterol medicine. And it's even better if you're on cholesterol medicine because then you can have doubles of everything.
Well, that just makes perfect sense. Rarely does Joe make sense, but that right there, that's the gospel.
Yeah.
That is smart. This is the thing that upsets me, though. What they're doing is they're getting rid of a lot of gluten stuff. They want to get rid of gluten, and they want to get rid of a lot of the other fatty stuff, and they're substituting it with tofus, and they're substituting it with gluten-free dishes. So if you're going out to the fair this year, you're going to see a bunch of whole food and healthy eating. Me, I say bring back the gluten. You don't need to deep fry it. But bring the gluten back. Don't take away the gluten or you're going to wreck what's wrong with America.
Who's responsible for that right there? Who is responsible for that change in our great state fair?
The gluten?
All of it. The fruit and the onions and peppers on bread and
yeah.
tofu and gluten. I mean, I don't mind so much the gluten being removed because I'm trying to go gluten free. But to have tofu as a
on a stick
switch up, yeah, fried sure. tofu. I mean, yeah. oh God, they wouldn't fry it because that would be unhealthy.
Yeah,
baked tofu, I guess.
Hey, they still have loaded baked potatoes. They still have the famous funnel cakes. You can get cinnamon rolls and ice cream.
Yes, but are you going to get the stink eye after you've ordered it?
Well, sure.
Look at that guy eating a cinnamon roll.
Oh, yeah. They'll laugh you right out of the state fair. Yeah, yeah, this year. You know, if you go out there and you don't have your patchouli on, that's what it's going to turn into. It's going to turn into a big healthy fest.
How dare you walk around with that turkey leg?
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's got a corn dog.
You're the Antichrist.
Jump on CaliforniaStateFair.org. Opens up today. State Fair going on for the next few weeks, so jump on if you want the details. You can see all the bands and all the other stuff. We'll come back and talk some more about it here shortly. Here's George Thorogood on 93.7 The River.